Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 19 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Monday, December 19th, and my name is Amy Hirsch. During this season, we'll be reading passages of scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56, and after I read our passage, I'll share some devotional thoughts on the passage. Today's devotional is titled, He Looks Down Low. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble estate of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. I love the contrast of today's passage with yesterday's reading from Luke 1:1-25, and Gabriel appearing to Zechariah with the news that Elizabeth, his elderly barren wife, would bear a son. Let's be honest, if an angel appeared to any of us, it would be shocking. But if an angel was going to appear to someone, we might expect an angel to appear to a man like Zechariah, who was a priest who had been serving in the temple. Yet the angel appearances don't stop there in Luke 1, do they? While we might not be all that surprised to witness a man like Zechariah encounter an angel, in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, God sends Gabriel to appear to someone else. If the story wasn't so familiar to you, your jaw might drop as an angel appears to a young, unmarried woman, announcing that she will bear a son, Jesus, who will be the Savior of the world. Mary is young, Mary is unmarried, Mary is impoverished, and perhaps most significantly of all, Mary is a woman. Yet Gabriel declares this astounding truth in Luke chapter 1, verse 28. The Lord is with you, Gabriel says. the Lord was with Mary and chose to use her as the vessel through whom he would send his son, Jesus, the one who would reign on David's eternal throne and whose kingdom would have no end. Of all the people in the world, God found favor with Mary and he chose to use her. In Mary's song, the Magnificat, found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 56, Mary tells us more about this God who is with her. And if you notice the cross references in your Bible on the side, you'll see that Mary's song is steeped in the Old Testament. She knew her Bible. She references what others have gone before her, like Hannah and like the psalmist, have to say about God. What attributes of God do you notice in these verses? He is mighty, holy, and merciful. He is a helper. He meets our needs. And in the words of one of my favorite artists, Paul Zak, he looks down low. He isn't a God who elevates the rich and the proud, but he's a God who brings down the mighty and haughty and who lifts up the lowly like humble Mary. God looks down low and he sees. He sees the oppression and the greed and the pride that oppresses the lowly. He sees the faithful path of the humble walking in daily dependence on him. He sees the brokenness and the sorrow and the suffering we all face. And the good news is that he is a God who is mighty to save, whose arm is strong, whose hand can save. And how will God save his people? By coming down low to us in the person of Jesus. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Will you pray with me? Father, we are grateful that you are a God who looks down low. You see oppression and greed and injustice and pride. And you see the humble and the lowly and the meek, and that you are a God who came to us, that not only you look down low, but you came down low, that you put on flesh and came to dwell among us that we might have hope because of you. God, we thank you for this promise that Charles Wesley sings about, pleased as man with men to dwell. You have come to live among us, and you promise that you will never leave or never forsake us. We thank you that you are a God who sees, that you are a God who answers, and that you are a God who chooses to use faithful people like Mary who are walking in quiet dependence and obedience. Would you help us, Lord, to be more like her, to be people who are ready, who respond with obedience, and who trust that you are at work. We pray all this in your name. Amen.